Well, Mountain Home won the opening tip-off, brought to you by Clear Results Glass, and immediately Lakin Moore went in for the layup.
Yeah, Adam McCarn just got up, tipped that forward. Lakin just took it straight in for two.
So it is Mountain Home with early 2-0 leads. We're 20 seconds into this contest. Here is, I believe, was that Abby Rogers with it, or is it?
It rolled around to number 30, okay. And she put it in. I'm telling you, our roster's a little spotty here for Paragould.
Yes, it is.
We might just end up with numbers by the end of the day.
Hallie Benson gets the basket, though, and so back the other way, Anna McCarn goes in. I'm sorry, Lakin Moore there is who gets that basket. So
what a little spin move by Lake. She took that ball baseline. Nice little spin move. Put the ball up over the top of the rim. Lakin's on one already, heating up, starting his game off.
Ball's over on the right side. Matt's home. Looks like they were cheating off the man-to-man and pulling up for the three-pointer. On the right side was Dixie Williams.
Oh, my goodness. Already a kind of a fumbled ball to a layup for Paragould, and then a bank shot three with a lead for Paragould.
5-4 our score. We've already got one tie and one lead change with 6:47 left to play in the first quarter. As ball goes out of bounds, it will be Mount Holmes' ball.
Williams is a guard for Paragould. She missed all last year. I think she had an ACL injury. She's got a brace on, but I'm pretty sure it was a knee injury of some sort. But I remember her missing all of last year. She's one that we played all the way growing up, and she's a tough little player and difference maker for Paragould.
Dixie Williams knocks McCarn's pass away. Goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Mount Holmes will inbound it with 6:35 left to play in the first quarter. 18 left on the shot clock. Here is Yonkers giving it to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to go into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 6:27 left.
Yeah, Sonia Wiles, the coach for Paragould. She's a really good coach, but she's had kind of a rough stretch of talent here these last few years. I don't know. Did they win a game last year or not?
I'm not sure.
I don't know if they did. I think they were one or maybe two games.
Mitchell's first free throw. It was good, and misses the second. So Mount Tom does get the offense rebound, though. Fossas can't get the putback, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Tom, and it will be Paragould's ball.
Livy going to work down there. Went back up strong with it. Played through contact. Couldn't get the shot to go.
Paragould with the ball into the front court.
They got the box with the chandelier on over there across from us. Are they waiting for you after this game, man?
With the chandelier?
Look at it over there.
I know I'm not that fancy. The shot hits the backboard, but nothing else. McCarn gets the rebound. Yonkers gets her own rebound back the other way. She's going to go back up with it. Can't get it to go. And the ball's going to be knocked around, and a foul's going to be called. Fossas was knocked to the ground.
Yeah, Livy doing work down there on the boards for Mountain Home. It's already three rebounds for Mountain Home, zero for Paragould.
Personal foul, that's number 30, Haley Benson.
Haley Benson picks up her first personal foul. Second team foul against Paragould. Lakin Moore pulls up for the leaner on the right elbow. No good, and the rebound's controlled by the Rams. 5:47, let's play in the first quarter. We're knotted up at five. Here is the... Fossas coming up with a shot block. She gets the ball, but has it knocked away from her. The ball's chased down, but it's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball with 5:31 left to play into the first quarter.
Good hustle out there by Eva Goff, number five, one of the four number fives that are on their roster. Hope they don't put them all at the same time. We're going to have problems. But Goff, good hustle there by her, knocking that ball away.
Eva Goff and Sears Mitchell with it on the right side. Mount Home with the ball. We're knotted up at five. Ball goes over to Yonkers on the left. Gives it to Fossas up top. Over the right side to Moore. Moore is going to find Fossas cutting into the lane for the layup, but they're going to call her for the travel before that. And I think she did.
She did. I agree. I agree with that.
That's tough.
Yeah, nice little pick and roll. Had Livy wide open. She caught the ball, shuffled her feet as she caught it. I think she was surprised she had nobody in front of her.
Yeah, I was just about to say the same thing. Here's Williams with it into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Mount Holmes in a man-to-man. Now she's going to go into the lane for the layup. The shot was blocked by Mitchell. She comes up with the ball. She tries to throw it to Fossas. Ball goes well past her, and Paragould's going to come up with a steal.
Mount Holmes going to try to play quick. You may see a couple turnovers like that, but they're going to try to get some easy buckets from there.
Here's Goff with it. Looks like Aspen Ferris is going to check in for Mount Holmes at the next available time. Williams with it. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Paragould. The ball's knocked around. Oh, and a foul. Man, Yonkers just kind of knocked Williams to the ground there. Hadley Luke with that rebound for Paragould. Pass and fair is going to come in as Libby Fossens takes a seat.
Elijah Lurie and Mackenzie Snyder in for the Lady Rams.
Elijah Lurie coming in for Paragould. And also, I think you said Mackenzie Snyder. Here is Paragould with it. Williams with it up top. Matt Holm once again in man-to-man. Matt Holm read that cutting pass into the lane as Yonkers comes up with the steal. She's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. Good, and Matt Holm's on top.
Nice take offense there. Defense to offense. Jayla getting the steal, going all the way in. It's Addison Ferris checking in. I think you got that from Mountain Home.
Yes, I did. Back comes Paragould. Ball's knocked around in the lane as Lurie is going to have to chase it down. She tries to throw it to Benson, who's going to have to fight for the ball with Yonkers. It's going to be a timeout called by Paragould. They're going to say Paragould got the ball and got the timeout. So we'll break with 3:44 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mount Home leading Paragould 7-5. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7. I was kind of surprised that Paragould was granted that timeout. It didn't even look like they had control of the ball. So.
No, the play before, too, the offensive player caught it, went down to her knees, and then the ball got knocked away from her, and then they gave him a timeout. But I digress.
Goff with it. She's going to dribble to the right side. It gets loose two defenders, kick. And then kickball is going to be called against Mountain Home. So they're going to have to reset the shot clock to 15. It was at 6.
Yeah, it's a tough break. Good defense by Mountain Home. Just got her foot up on it. But down low in the shot clock there. We had Paragould kind of pushed out away from the goal.
3:33 left to play in the first quarter. Mounton with a two-point lead. Inbound pass goes to Goff on the left side. She gets by her defender. Her shot's blocked by McCart. Mitchell comes up with the ball. She's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. Basket counts, and she is fouled.
Let's go, Brooklyn. Let's go. That's what we got, Brooklyn, out there. That's the Brooklyn we like to see. Brooklyn took the ball to the hole. Anna McCarron came out 6'4" with that big old long arm reach, blocked that three-point shot, turned it straight into offense.
Didn't catch who that foul was on. Mitchell's free throw is up and good. So yeah. She now has 4 points. She's 2 of 3 from the line. And it's a 5-point lead for Mount Home. 10-5, our score with 3:25 left in the period.
Mount Home extended here to full court pressure.
Yeah, zone.
Yeah.
Here is Goff with it, trying to get by a couple of defenders.
Working on 10. Working on 10. No dumb fouls. No dumb fouls. Working on 10. Got it. Should have it. Ooh, oh, very close.
That was close. They had a ball, but the pass goes well over the head of Benson, and it's going to be a turnover against Paragould, an unforced turnover.
Yeah, you know, Matt, you can say unforced, but that's what a zone, a press does. It doesn't all necessarily get the steal in the backcourt. It speeds you up on the offensive side, and that right there was a perfect example of that layup.
A lot pass from Mitchell to Moore on the low block. She puts up the jumper off the glass and in.
Yeah, good pass. I saw that little play developing and coming right there. Play we've ran since we were youth. And we're going to set up a wide open layup, and it got it.
Here is Goff with it, trying to get away from a double team. Ball goes over on the left side to DeFreeze. Ball back over to Goff. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. DeFreeze gets offense rebound. She goes back up with it and can't get the basket to go. Another offense rebound. Lurie's shot follow is blocked, but DeFreeze comes up with the ball once again. She'll get it to Goff. Back to DeFreeze.
McCarron making her presence known down there with those long arms.
Ball goes well wide of Goff as Mitchell comes up with the steal. She's back the other way for the layup. And Goff want to make sure she didn't get that basket, and she commits the foul.
Yeah, on the defensive side, I mean, Paragould's coming in, and Anna McCarron is just going crazy with those long arms and blocking shots.
That's the fourth team foul against Paragould. Mitchell's first free throw is up and in.
Foul, Paragould, number 5, Michael Wilson. That's her first team score.
They're going, I thought that was Goff.
I think it should have been Goff, number 5. Yeah, I think that's who it was.
So Anna McCarron and Blake and Moore check out of the game for Mountain Home.
I think Wilson was in for him at the time.
Blake and Anderson comes in. And I think Libby Foss has
come back in for McCarn. Yeah.
Yeah. Anderson checking in for the first time today for Mountain Home.
She got Lake and Moore. So McCarn and Moore out. Lake and Anderson gave some great minutes against Valley View. I think she had 11 points, had a really good night.
Mitchell got both free throws. And back comes Perigold. Then DeFreeze steps on the baseline.
Yeah, she changed her pivot foot once, and then her next pivot foot, she stepped about 3 foot out of bounds.
Or did one of those free throws not go for Mitchell?
No, she made them both.
Okay. Here is Yonker. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go, and the rebound is knocked around. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Lurie. And so Mantle will inbound it underneath the basket with 1:39 left in the quarter.
Libby Fossil's doing work down there. She's getting the hands on a lot of ball on the offensive side of things. That's the first three-point attempt for Mountain Home, though. We heard Coach Leonard talk about that. We're going to attack, and they've done that for sure.
It is Yonkers inbounding it to Anderson. She mishandles the ball. It goes out of bounds, and Perigold's going to get it back.
Yeah, it's just Lakin trying to do too much with the ball before she got it. She saw Jayla cutting right back to the lane wide open and just didn't secure the pass before, and it bounced off her hands out of bounds. Matt, the Ram's getting closer. He's all the way in front of us now. This guy's got it out for me.
We should have some sort of, I don't know what you can use for Ram music. You can't use the Jaws.
No.
Here is Goff going into the lane for the layup. He can't get it to go, and the rebound's controlled by Fossil.
Good board by Libby there on the box side. Great defense by Jayla, just bodying up Goff.
Anderson back going the other way. She has the ball knocked away from her. Ooh, two straight turnovers against Anderson.
Yeah, she got too quick there, but looks like Perigold almost turned it right
almost
back over.
Almost turned over, but here's Williams going in for the leaner in the paint. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Ferris. Whoa, Williams is really hobbling.
Yeah, she's hobbling up down there. She looked like she came down hard on that knee.
Mitchell pulls up the three-pointer. No good. And the ball's knocked around. Mitchell gets her own rebound. She goes back up with a layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Fosnes. She's going to go up with it. There and this go. One goes in.
Two offensive rebounds on that possession for Mountain Home. And finally got the ball down in the paint. As two threes were 0 for on the threes. Just continue to attack.
16-5, Mountain Home up. About a 7-second difference between the shot clock and game clock.
I kept waiting for them to call timeout for Williams down there with her knee, but they never gave it to her.
Goff,
nice cut.
Goff goes in for the layup. Good. Here is it's 16-7, back to a single digit margin. Here is Ferris has the ball knocked away, but Yonkers there to pick it up. 12 left on the in the quarter. Yonkers jumper won't go, and a fight for the rebound. And Lurie's going to pull away from Fossens.
He keeps saying Micah Rolson on number five, but we have Goff now.
Yeah, we've got
five,
Goff.
So
and DeFreeze just got in the passing lane. I'm sorry, Ferris just got in the passing lane of DeFreeze and got that steal right before the end of the quarter. And that's the way this first quarter is going to come to end. So our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home leading Perigold 16-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.